Ken Breakfast
on 702. Let's walk the talk.
It's an interesting discussion when it comes down to Parliament. Should we perhaps do that? Should we perhaps, I don't know, relocate Parliament? The nice thing about it is it's Cape Town, and Cape Town is beautiful. If you think where Parliament is, next to the company gardens, it's a really lovely place to have Parliament. And up to now, the history that goes back into that, 100 years, or more than 100 years actually, of Parliament and the building there. And I don't know, it's a very interesting discussion. I'd like your take on it. Now, in our Act of Kindness feature, the Vaccine Challenge Fund was established in September this year by the D.G. Murray Trust and the Shikululo Social Investments to assist with South African vaccinations, or the South African vaccination rollout, the largest in our history, of course. The Discovery Fund and the Hotazel Manganese Mine Education Trust have subsequently also made a rather significant contribution towards this. The bottom line is people need to get their vaccination. And sometimes it's not as easy as we have it, because people need to get help and there's funding that is needed for that help. On the line is Graham Wilkinson from the Shikululo Social Investment. Hi, Graham. Good morning and welcome to 702.
Morning, Ray, and good morning to your listeners.
Right, take us to exactly what you're doing with regards to the vaccination or vaccine challenge fund.
Well, Ray, I think the first thing to say is that we know that the vaccines are available. We could say the supply side of the equation is in place. The Department of Health has got sufficient vaccines for everyone who needs vaccines to get vaccinated. And that's been the case since August or so last year. The challenge is getting the vaccines into people's arms.
Yeah.
And so we're looking at it from the demand side. How do we get people to actually go and say, hey, I want to be vaccinated, I need my shot. And it's trying to help solve for a number of the things that are actually getting in the way of people getting to the vaccine. And that's something we could see coming already from August. We could anticipate that even with the vaccine being available at vaccination sites, how do you get the people to the vaccines? And as some community organizations have been saying, it's actually more about getting the vaccines to the people. And it sounds like just semantics, but when you're looking at our vaccination rates of maybe only half of the people who need to get vaccinated are now vaccinated, you know, and if we've been going at this for a number of months, you know, why are we not reaching, why isn't the other half being vaccinated? And of course, yes, there are those who have chosen not to be vaccinated for their own reasons. Fair enough. Well, most of the surveys locally and internationally are looking at between 20-25% of the population maybe saying no or being hesitant. That still leaves millions of people that haven't been vaccinated. One begins to think, okay, so folk aren't saying, it's not that they don't want it and that they're refusing, and it's not that there aren't vaccines, because they're there and you've even got choice now between different kinds of vaccines, you know, either the Pfizer or the J&J in South Africa, and possibly more coming. So what is it that's getting in the way of getting people vaccinated or getting people to go and get their vaccines? And so we've been exploring that with the guidance of there's a team at the Department of Health, which they call themselves the demand acceleration team, which is how to accelerate demand within the population to go and get vaccinated, and also working with organizations, NGOs in the country, all over the country, trying to understand what are these things that are getting in the way of people going to get vaccinated. And what we've been clear about right from the outset, this partnership between D.G. Murray Trust and Shikululo, we work very closely with the NGO communities, you know, all the different non-profits in South Africa and across different sectors and things, is that for this to work, for this national effort to be successful, we need everybody on board, not just the government doing its thing and the Department of Health doing what its responsibility is, it's their mandate, but everybody else needs to get involved. And particularly we were worried that civil society, the voice of civil society needed to be brought to the table. We've got big business and big pharma, et cetera, playing their parts too, and probably there's more to be said for big business, but the our focus was really on in making sure that civil society, those who are very good at acts of kindness, should be part of this national effort. And this is what the Vaccine Challenge Fund was about, is put a challenge out to NGOs to say who's keen on partnering with the Department of Health in their area to face this challenge of getting vaccines to people. What you can try to do is find ways to make that happen.
Yeah. So what are those ways? Is it advertisements? Is it going out and showing people it's safe? Because there is in this country, like you say, this apathy when it comes to vaccinations. And it's quite strange, because if you think about it, we have not a cure, but we have a way for someone not to become really sick. We're not going to stop it, but it stops you from becoming really ill. But yet people don't want to take it. Why is that?
There are a host of reasons, and many of them are really rooted about people being unsure, people being fearful, and what we've found overall, it really boils down to real conversation. Are people getting the message from people they trust in a clear and succinct way, and are they being able to make a real choice based on facts? One of the big challenges, of course, there's a lot of misinformation, and some would even say some disinformation flying around social media, etc. And that sort of information seems to have reached people before the facts about the vaccine have reached them. And then they get the facts, and now they're a bit confused about, you know, is the vaccine going to damage me and my body long time in the future, for example? It might be nice, it might help me now, but what's it going to do to me in years from now? And things like that, it's a little seed of doubt that has been left to grow. And what we found is if we can get people that are trusted in the community, local people you know, bringing you the message that actually, no, vaccines are safe. In fact, they're one of the safest medicines we can take at the moment, given what we know. And the balance of, it's not a surety, though, it's not 100% sure, but on the balance of probabilities, you are way safer taking a vaccine.
So do you have people going out then? How does your campaign roll out?
Yes, very much about that. And what we found is we've really said to the non-profits all over the country who are keen and they put up their hands, we've looked for organizations that are very good at helping to mobilize communities and helping to bring about behavior change, which in the development speak is a bit like the Holy Grail, but that's really what these NPOs have been doing for years, but in different spaces. We've got hospices who are really good with understanding healthcare and helping to drive behavior change around issues of health, maybe HIV, TB, adherence to TB medication and so on, very specific health expertise. But we've also got like the Field Band Foundation, who are a youth organization that uses music to drive positive behaviors amongst the youth. And they have also been involved in the campaign in very interesting ways. And each of these organizations have found their own ways. And we've said, it's up to you to whatever you can do to help drive demand in your area with your Department of Health officials. And like the Field Band have done things that most other NGOs are doing, which is in many cases, it's door-to-door, like having people go from house to house and to spread the word and to volunteer to help people register on the EBDS system electronically, because that's often one of the first impediments is people just don't have access to cell phones and electronic equipment to be able to register. And the other is making sure, working with the Department of Health to get mobile vaccine units, so getting people, Department of Health officials with nurses and with the vaccines and all of their adherence and, cool packs and all that sort of stuff, to mobile sites in communities and rallying the community beforehand so that when the nurses arrive with the vaccines, there's a queue waiting for them. And managing that queue as well. And, like the Field Band, marimbas to keep people in the queue entertained while they're waiting for their shot.
Oh, wow. It's a big job, isn't it?
A range of things that people are doing. There's an organization in Johannesburg that has been just mobilizing the youth to really, going door to door, also engaging. It's really about coordination and communication.
Yeah, communication.
Those are the two main things.
That's the big thing. I'll have to leave it there, I'm afraid. Graham Wilkinson of the Shukululu Social Investments. Thank you so much for coming on to 702. And it's vital as well. It's all about education. It's all about telling people it's safe. It's a good thing to do. It's going to save your life.